Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 155, Snake Handling. There are many zealous people who think they've been given all the powers possessed by the apostles in the first century. Many have been bitten by poisonous serpents and suffered the agonies and horrors of their venom, while others have died because of handling such serpents in religious services. The disciples were given such power over serpents. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Luke chapter 10, verse 19. They were also given power to raise the dead. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. After his resurrection, Christ appeared unto the 11 apostles, and upbraided them in their unbelief, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. And he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature." Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Every creature is a singular noun. Hence the pronoun he, singular in number, refers to the creature to be preached to. The Lord then used the plural pronoun and refers back to the plural noun 11 of verse 14, when he said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe," those unbelieving apostles who would become believers in his resurrection. "In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Let us bear in mind the fact that the plural pronouns them and they in verses 17 and 18 refer back to the plural noun 11 of verse 14, and not to the singular noun creature to be preached to. All pronouns must agree with their antecedent nouns in number. Hence the promise of signs to follow was to the apostles, to encourage them to carry out the Great Commission. The signs were to follow those who were to do the going. As the apostles were to go into all the world and preach the gospel, the signs were to follow them that believe, those apostles who would believe he was risen. The word "follow" in the passage is significant. In verse 15, Jesus said for the apostles to go. And in verse 17, he said the signs would follow them. This is exactly what happened. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 20. In Acts chapter 28, verses 1 through 6, a poisoned serpent bit Paul, but his hand did not even swell. And when they expected him to suddenly fall dead, he felt no harm. There was a sign in this. But to handle a serpent without being bitten is no sign, for often serpents are so frightened when handled that they only try to escape and do not bite. The passage says the Lord was working with them, confirming the word with signs following. All the word was revealed and confirmed by the time the apostles all died, and all died upon whom they laid hands. Acts chapter 8, verse 18, chapter 19, verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, Romans chapter 1, verse 11. Since that time, we are all to believe as a result of written miracles as signs. John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Poisoned serpents now hurt those whom they bite, regardless of their zeal, prayers, or devotions. Unlike Paul, those bitten now swell and feel much harm, and some die. Since the New Testament has been revealed and forever confirmed by the real signs done in the first century, snake handling is out of date.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ here in